This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wild held a 2-1 third period advantage before Colorado tied the game in Denver yesterday. Then the Avalanche won it in the fourth round of the shootout 3-2. Nine penalties were called in the game, and Minnesota killed off five Avalanche power plays. Head coach John Hines.
I think we can adjust a little bit better when we see that going on early in the game. I think, you know, for us, we like to be a disciplined team, and penalty discipline is a big part of it. Penalty kill came up huge today. Wally was a big part of that, but I thought the guys on the kill did a heck of a job. So it was nice that we put ourselves in some disadvantageous situations. Penalty kill came up big, but I think we can learn both sides of that.
Kirill Kaprizov and Nico Sturm scored the Minnesota goals. The Wild return home tomorrow to face a Utah team they've struggled against. The Frost got an overtime goal from Kelly Panik. They beat Toronto yesterday 3-2. Minnesota's in third place in the PWHL. The Gopher women's hockey team and the Minnesota Duluth women's team have both made the NCAA tournament. They'll play games this week. The Gophers at home against Northeastern on Saturday. The Bulldogs take on Yale on Thursday in Ohio. The Gopher wrestling team finished 7th at the Big Ten Championships yesterday at Penn State. They had two grapplers finish runner-up. The Gopher men's basketball team beat Northwestern 67-66 on Saturday night, taking home a senior night win. Head coach Nico Medved.
Every time I ask for more from these guys, they give it. And you know, nobody knows but what some of these guys had to do to even get to the court to play. And it's not even just playing, but then we're asking them to play the whole game, basically. And just warriors. Hard to ask more from a group. And I'm just so proud of them and so happy they could find a way to end on this note.
The Gopher softball team lost at Indiana yesterday 6-4, while the Gopher baseball team beat Omaha yesterday 6-4. The Twins beat the Phillies 7-6 in the Grapefruit League, and the Vikings have agreed to a deal to bring back linebacker Eric Wilson. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.